Now, the Boyne smelter then, as all the aluminium smelters, has a very long hall, and inside that are a number of pots. These pots then have got a wall which is made of carbon, so it's a carbon lining on the inside here, which is the cathode, and they have got giant rods dipping into them, which are also made of cathode. The electrolyte here is a weird beast. The electrolyte then is this guy here, sodium aluminium fluoride, which is called cryolite. Now the cryolite is a solid until you get the temperature right, and at which point it becomes a liquid. So the choice of electrolyte here is then something that is able to dissolve the alumina, provide electrons, or provide a conductive medium, which is what our electrolyte has to do. So our reaction then is that we are consuming the carbon anode, which are the rods dipping in here, forming carbon dioxide. The alumina is being transformed into aluminium, and we're using up 6 electrons here, balancing with the 4 electrons here. Now this overall schematic here is all that I'm after, if I ask this particular question. This is a final exam style question. I'll pick on one of the metals normally. Very occasionally I've asked you to contrast iron and aluminium, or copper and iron, or something like that. Generally speaking, I just ask for one of them. If I'm asking aluminium, then you're going to have to give me the half reactions, which are these guys here, for the reduction and the oxidation that goes with it. And then you're going to have to provide details of the cell. So in our cell then, the power source then is connected, negative cathode, positive to the anode. We've charged up our alumina and our cryolite, and we've melted it. So I've got a molten electrolyte at 1000 degrees. We then apply a large amount of current, and the anode is consumed and turned into carbon dioxide.